And we are very happy that you are with us tonight for this celebration, celebrating a brand new year in the Lord. In the Jewish calendar, they begin their years at the beginning of creation. So this is the year 5776, 5,776 years since creation. Yeah. And it's a very special time of year for us at XP because the Lord visits us around this time of year with prophetic revelation and insight for the coming year. We know that on the Jewish calendar, this is one of the holiest times of years from the Feast of Trumpets right now unto the Day of Atonement. And it is an amazing time to seek God, to receive revelation, and to set ourselves in place for an awesome new year. And we are so glad that you are joining us at this time. It's going to be amazing. And Robert, we are celebrating with lots of gifts. And
absolutely. The Rosh Hashanah is a time of celebration and gift giving. And so in honor of Rosh Hashanah, we are giving away all sorts of gifts to you guys because we're so grateful that you're joining us for this celebration. Here's what we're giving away. Now, at the end of the broadcast, you'll see that Gifts for You link just above the chat. At the end of the broadcast, all of these downloads will be available to you for free. All of Patricia's life coaching courses, the Bride Makes Herself Ready ebook, Eyes and Wings ebook, Decrees to Create Your World, the Atmosphere of Heaven Worship CD, our Dream Big ebook, the Focus and Passion teaching, God Loves You with an Everlasting Love ebook, Ears That Hear ebook, Eyes That See ebook. So all those downloads will be available to you for free.
They're for you.
Yeah. Now, on top of that, we're also going to have 50% off on select hard copies of resources in our store, including all of Patricia's life coaching courses. So if you prefer a hard copy, those are all 50% off. God's Law of Attraction, Patricia's new book. Divine Union, my book with Heavenly Decrees for a Supernatural Marriage. Our Breakthrough Soaking in Ministry Experience CD. The Attack on Lack CD set. The Covered in Glory teaching. Heather Clark's new Do You See Worship CD. Our Glory School Manual and DVD set. The Opening Portals of Glory Soaking CD. Patricia's Developing Your Five Spiritual Senses book. And our Everlasting Love Devotional. All those are 50% off for you.
Right on. And we also...
And tell them about the drawings, because have drawings for you guys.
We're also really excited to give away this tonight, is that we're going to give away one free missions trip to Cambodia to work with children at risk. We want someone that is engaged in this celebration to have a missions experience. And so we're paying for your airfare and your whole experience over there. We'll be covering your registration and your airfare and that. And so we're going to be drawing the winner of that on the Day of Atonement, just after 6 o'clock p.m. on the Day of Atonement. And so you'll want to look out for that. And we're also giving away a free internship week in January for a person that will come into Phoenix here. So it's a free registration for 1 week of internship. So that registration will be offered to someone too, and we'll draw the name on the Day of Atonement. If you are not able to make it yourself, you're welcome to go give the gift to someone else that you know might enjoy it as well.
And Patricia, we also are going to have the drawing for this amazing resource basket that's filled with over $577.60 worth of resource. So that'll be part of the drawing too. Anybody who sows a gift tonight, you're automatically entered into the drawing.
Yeah, exactly. And also, another thing we have for you are prophetic words just for you. So on the tab underneath your screen, there's a place that you can click on and get a prophetic word. These are words that Robert and I sought the Lord prior to this meeting and asked him to give us special words from his heart for you. And then we're just believing that the distribution of it is going to be ordered by the Lord. We've already actually received some feedback on the words. People saying, this word is right on. It just speaks exactly what I needed. It's right on target. And we're so excited about that because God is orchestrating it. We know that He is lining up those words specially for you. So we want that to be a gift for you for the new year so that you can be encouraged and edified and built up.
And speaking of prophetic words, we also are going to have throughout this broadcast, we're going to have prophetic words from the prophets sharing revelation and insight into what this new season that we're stepping into tonight is all about, what God has for you in it, and how you can position yourself to receive everything that he's releasing into the earth in this new season.
And the first prophetic voice that we are going to hear from is Rabbi Jason Sobel, a really good friend of our ministry. He ministers in California, and he is a scholar when it comes to the Bible and also Hebrew texts and Hebrew scripture, Hebrew history. And he has enlightened us so many times on things that we need to know. But he's got some insights for this year and also for the whole Rosh Hashanah celebration that is going to be a blessing to you. So let's hear from Jason now.
Shalom, Patricia, and the entire XP Media family. I'm Rabbi Jason Sobel of Fusion Global. Friends, we've just entered into Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. There's great spiritual and prophetic significance to this day. It was on this day that Sarah and Leah and Hannah conceived, even though that they were barren. Why on this day? Because this is a day that God created Adam. It's a day of life and of blessing. It was on this day that Joseph was released from prison to the palace, and the work of the slaves in Egypt stopped in the days of Moses. Rosh Hashanah is a day of freedom and of release and of new beginnings, and God wants to bring a new beginning for you this year. This year on the calendar is 5776, and I believe that we are in the season of fullness. God is wanting to bring forth fullness and abundance in this season. 76 in Hebrew is the numerical value of the word malah, which is the word for fullness. And I believe this connects to John chapter 2, the first miracle where Yeshua Jesus turned the water into wine, the Mayim into Yayin. Yayin, wine in Hebrew, has a numerical value of 70. And there were 6 stone pots that he said should be filled to the brim, equaling a total of 76, the year that we are in. And I believe God wants to take you out of a season of lack and bring you into a season of abundance. He doesn't want you to live out of the lack, but out of the overflow. He doesn't want you just to survive, but he wants you to thrive. This is the promise of John chapter 10, that he came to bring life, that we might have it more abundantly. And I believe prophetically this year, you are going to experience by faith a new level of abundance and blessing. Now, some of you might be wondering, Jason, what about the 4 blood moons and the predictions of economic collapse and disaster? Friends, I want you to remember that oftentimes the greatest blessing came to God's people in the times of chaos and crisis. Isaac sowed in a year of famine and reaped 100-fold. Joseph and Israel grew and expanded and were blessed during the 7 years of famine. And it was while the economy of Egypt was crumbling that God transferred the wealth of the Egyptians to the sons and daughters of Israel, and they left with great blessing. And that's what God can do for his people. The greatest transfer of wealth happens in times of difficulty and devastation. Friends, I don't know what God's going to do, but I believe it's a year of fullness and of blessing. As I sound the shofar, just believe and get ready to conceive and receive the fullness of God's blessing for you. Shalom, shalom.
Powerful word that was. We would just want to take some time to unpack that word right now, because
so
there's so much in it. And we're so grateful for Jason's ministry to us and to the world that we live in. And I mean, he's just globally all over the place releasing the word of God. So we're so grateful that he delivered that word for us tonight. But one of the things he said about Rosh Hashanah is it's a time of conceptions and birthing.
And not only conceptions and birthing, but he specifically specifically mentioned Hannah and Leah, people who had had trouble conceiving. Mm-hmm. The desire of their heart was to give birth, was to birth something with God and for God. And this is a time for people who have not been able to step into their destiny and birth what their desire is to now see it come forth.
Amen. And we just want to prophesy over you right now, that this is a conception season for you and a birthing season. In fact, one of the words that the Lord's been giving to me is called acceleration and birthing. In other words, things that would normally take you like 10 years to accomplish will be accomplished in one. It's going to come into conception and birthing almost in the same breath. And so you get ready, even if it's been hard for you. And in the natural, we just want to pray for those of you that have had barrenness in the natural. You have not been able to conceive children. We just decree fruitfulness over your womb. We decree supernatural conception of the baby that you have been waiting for, and to be able to carry it full term within this year unto the birth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And you know what? We have something that we're birthing tonight. This very night, we just felt, it was on June 26th, actually, that the Lord visited me. I was out with Bishop Garlington out in the East Coast of the United States in a worship service. And the Lord said, I want you to give birth to a global network of women in ministry and to redefine ministry. And so we started moving on it. We felt the Lord say to birth it tonight.
Come on.
Right at the head of the year.
Yeah.
He wants it birthed. And, you know, that was before I just connected all the dots with this being a time of conception and birthing. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, we are happy to present to you Women in Ministry Network. And we'll share more about that later. But it's a network of women in ministry, defining women in ministry as wherever women see that their ministry is unto God, whether it's in the workplace, in the home, in the church, out there,
anywhere
in the world, media, arts and entertainment, government, business, whatever, is that we are going to see women define it as a time for women to emerge. So we're actually birthing that network tonight, and we're really excited about that.
And some of you are even going to start to feel Holy Spirit hovering over you right now, because just as we're birthing something here, quickly, God's going to start speaking to you. And just like we see in Luke 2, Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you, fill you with faith, fill you with everything you need, and then he's going to bring forth those desires of your heart. And quickly, I want to speak to those of you. We were talking about things coming forth quickly. I want to speak to those of you who have been believing for a very long time and haven't seen the unsuddenlies of God. And I just declare over you right now that all discouragement, all despair, all depression, it lift off you right now, and that you see with new eyes the ability for God to bring forth in an instant what hasn't happened for years. Your Isaac is coming forth. I declare it over you in Jesus' name, and now is the season to birth it and have it come forth.
Amen. Yes. And also, in Genesis 1, Jason mentioned about creating. It was when Adam, you know, and everything that God created in the beginning of time, right? That's for this time of year, is that we're celebrating creation. And he said it's a time of releasing light and blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So any area of your life that is feeling darkened or shadowed or not fully in the light, this is the time, this is the night even, to just declare over your life that light. And also a time of bringing forth blessing. You know, in any area of your life that hasn't been blessed yet, just make the declaration of the blessing of God, because he's hovering
over
this festival.
That's right.
He's hovering over this holy day. He's hovering over this season in order to bless you.
No matter what darkness, no matter what chaos has been there, all it takes is one word declared and proclaimed in faith of let there be light.
Amen.
And it will break forth. And Patricia, that goes right in with what Rabbi Jason was saying about how this is the time of being released from prison.
Amen.
And so any of you who have been in any kind of prison, and it could be a literal prison or it could be the many figurative prisons that the enemy tries to trap us in, and whether that's prisons of depression or prisons of lack or prisons of hopelessness, right here, right now, even I have faith that even during this broadcast, Holy Spirit's going to come. He's going to touch you. The anointing of God is to set the captives free. So we speak to anyone who is held captive in any way by any manifestation of the enemy. And I declare, be free in Jesus' name. Breakthrough, 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 and freedom.
Amen. And many are going to go from the prison all the way to the palace.
Come on.
And it's like, you know,
Yeah.
I just see something so great happening. I think of our friend Katie Sousa.
Yes.
Katie Sousa actually was in literal prison.
That's right.
And the Lord touched her in prison and now has set her amongst the princes of the earth.
That's right.
I mean, she's just,
traveling,
you know, through media, just proclaiming the gospel all throughout the nations. She went from prison to palace, and this is your hour to go out of a prison of confinement unto the palace, to just live like the King of Kings, because he's called you unto that place.
Come on. Amen.
Jason also mentioned the end of slavery. It was a time when the slaves, slavery in Egypt ceased. They were no longer slaves.
That's right.
They were set free from that. Now, sometimes we're enslaved to, it could be financial issues or
debt.
or health issues.
Right.
You know, many, many different things. But declare right now, tonight, that you are no longer a slave.
That's right.
You are set free. This is the time of year when God wants you to celebrate the way He, through Jesus Christ, has set you free from your slavery and from your bondage. Amen.
And, you know, when Moses tried to step out into that calling to set the captives free, Patricia, at first he tried to do it in his own power when he attacked and then murdered the Egyptian. But it was at a later time when then God showed up and did it miraculously. So for all of you who've been trying to get your breakthrough in your own strength, mm-hmm. I want to tell you, enter into his rest right now, and in that rest, have faith that he's bringing the breakthrough, that he's opening the prison doors. Just like the Peter, he's sending angels out to break the shackles off whatever they were and open the prison doors to whatever that prison is, so that you can step out free, blessed, provided for, and empowered to step
Amen.
Into your destiny.
Amen. And everything about God is good.
Everything
Therefore,
about God is good.
Therefore, this year is good
yes.
because we are in God.
Come on.
And it's just good.
That's right.
Amen. Now, we also wanted to talk about the specific year.
Yes.
5776. And Jason shared some things about that. He said it's a year of fullness and abundance. Now, we've been getting a download. It was about what? About a month ago that you shared with the staff about
Actually, just a couple weeks ago. Not even a month.
I think it was a few, because I've been meditating on it
since
then.
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 weeks easy,
And it was all about El Shaddai. And Robert was in our staff meeting sharing this download that he got out of the book of Genesis, the first mention of El Shaddai in the scripture. And it is just so awesome that we're in covenant mm-hmm. with this amazing God, El Shaddai, the God of fullness, the God of all plenty, the mighty breasted one, the one who nurtures, the one who gives abundantly. And we felt as a ministry, the Lord tell us to worship this year, like never before, specifically El Shaddai.
That's right.
And as we did, that we would see the manifestation of El Shaddai in our lives. And so we want you to share a little bit more about that, because, you know, the year 5776 is a year marked for fullness and abundance, even though people in the world are saying, oh, it's going to be tight, it's going to be destruction, it's going to be this, it's going to be that. But economically, we believe for believers, it's going to be fullness and abundance. And you've got to believe what the covenant-keeping God says about you. The earth is going to shake, yes, but we are inside of this realm of fullness and abundance.
Yeah, the economic crisis that is supposedly coming to the world economy, that's not a crisis to us in the kingdom. That's an opportunity to see God show up in his fullness. And as Patricia was saying, it was a few weeks ago when I was going to lead our team for our morning devotional. And I got up and I wasn't sure what to share on. So Patricia, I went to the Lord. I said, Lord, what do you want to share with our team today? And he took me to Genesis 17, where he, for the first time, God introduces himself as El Shaddai. He says, I am El Shaddai, almighty, all powerful, all sufficient. In other words, God, all we need. Mm-hmm. And so when I did a quick study, and it was very interesting to me that El Shaddai tends to show up in impossible situations. When everything looks too hard, too difficult, or too late for man, El Shaddai shows up,
and
all of a sudden there's the suddenlies of God and there's breakthrough. And as Patricia said, as we were as a team worshiping El Shaddai, you could feel the presence of God, and you could feel this, not only the revelation of El Shaddai, but an invitation from El Shaddai for us to know him in this new year as El Shaddai. And that's not just for us at XP, it's for the whole body of Christ. Jesus Christ is El Shaddai, the God who did all, the God who gave all, the God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He wants us to know him as El Shaddai in this new year and to know his fullness and his sufficiency, especially where things are impossible. So now real quick, I did a word study of everywhere in the Bible where El Shaddai shows up, Patricia, and the promises and blessings that are given and break forth when he does. I don't have time to go through this whole list and teach into it. But what we're going to do is we're going to post the entire list for everybody to get at the end of the broadcast on Gifts for You. But let me highlight a few of the blessings and promises of El Shaddai that you can expect in this new year of 5776. Holiness and purity. Fruitfulness and extreme fruitfulness. Multiplication and increase. Yeah. Transformation.
Come on.
Possession, ownership, and authority. Yes. Plenty and quality in the plenty that God supplies. Release and breakthrough. Peace in difficult circumstances. All the blessings of heaven and the protection and strength of God in every set of circumstances. That's who El Shaddai is, and that's who he wants to be for you in this new year.
It's amazing. It's awesome. Now, I want to help us all to handle these words. When God gives a word, it is really important to steward it well.
That's
we
right.
see out of Romans 4, for example, you know, we're taught that Abraham was given a word from God, and he took that word and he stewarded it. Even though in his natural body it didn't look like that word was going to come to pass, he did not doubt. He believed that word. He stood on that word. He stewarded that word. He worshiped God for that word. He expected that word to come to pass, and of course it did.
That's right.
Not maybe in the timing he thought it was going to come, but it was in God's perfect timing. It came because he stewarded that word. But then we go to Hebrews 4, and we see that the writer of Hebrews is saying, like, we had a promise, the same as Israel had a promise, you know, but Israel didn't mix it with faith, you know, as they were promised by God, for example, to get delivered out of their land of bondage and be taken into the land of plenty. That was a promise from God that they would engage and enter into the land flowing with milk and honey, a land without scarcity. But then as soon as they got into the wilderness, they forgot the word.
Yeah.
They forgot what God said about them and what he had for them. And so they started believing their circumstances more than the word of God. Mm-hmm. And so it says in Hebrews that word, even though the promise remained, it did not profit them. It did not profit them because it wasn't mixed with faith. So therefore, when God speaks to us as he is right now, I tell you, he's speaking to us about El Shaddai. He is speaking to us about himself in this coming year. He's saying, worship him as the God of all plenty, as the God of fullness, as the God of abundance.
Yes.
And if we will steward this word, we're going to see the manifestation of it. Now, back in 2013, October 29th, 2013, the Lord gave us a word. It came by an angel. We've preached it almost everywhere I've gone, practically. I've preached that word because the Lord commissioned me to preach it. But it was three things that he was going to give to us. And one of them was to smile at the future because our future was great. 7 years of great abundance. And that he would greatly bless and multiply our seed. And then later on that morning, a fourth word, that he was going to multiply our seed 100-fold in that year and bless us. And that we would become rich and richer until we became extremely wealthy. So I won't unpack all of that now, but we believed that word.
That's right.
And we stewarded that
word. And we prayed into it regularly.
Every
declared
single
it regularly.
Day in
yep,
staff
that's right.
meetings for about 6 months even. We reviewed that word. And we still do from
that's
time
right.
to time. We do not want to forget that word. But the thing is, it immediately started to manifest in different areas. We've had the most fruitful ministry ever in our course of ministering for the Lord in this last few years because he said it.
Yeah.
Now this year, I want you to really get this because this year we are stewarding the word El Shaddai. It's his name.
That's right.
And the scripture, Robert, that you gave us in staff that morning, I've got it marked here and really marked. I've written all over it and everything. Genesis 17, it says, now when Abram, and he wasn't Abraham yet.
That's right.
It was Abram, because the Ha in his name is God putting his name inside of him. Just like God's name is inside of you today when you accepted
good.
Jesus Christ. But when he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am El Shaddai. I am God Almighty. I am El Shaddai. It's the first mention of El Shaddai. Walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Now he talks about this covenant. He says, I'm making a covenant with you. All these blessings, the promise, and everything is yours. And then he went and put his name inside of him, made him Abraham, that he would be a father of nations to fulfill the multiplication. I'm telling you, church, we are going to multiply exceedingly
increase.
In this year.
That's right.
And a lot of it, and we'll go into more of this word in a little while, but it is unto harvest.
That is.
We are going to see a harvest. El Shaddai is going to show up in harvest in this next season, in your life, in your family's life. Get expectant, because you are in covenant with El Shaddai, this God of all plenty, this God of abundance. And I decree that he is the God of abundance
Come
over
on.
Your finance. I defy the reports that are in the world saying that we are going to have to hide out in caves, eat some tribulation food, all that kind of stuff. Everything's going to be hard.
Amen.
You know, we're going to suffer. I tell you, I don't feel that in my spirit at all. I feel that we have had a visitation from El Shaddai.
Ooh.
I believe it is going to be a year of people
Come
even getting
on.
Out of debts and getting out of bondage and getting out of all the stuff that has held us down. This year, I decree, this year is crowned with El Shaddai himself in every area of our lives. I mean,
Woo.
As you can tell, I'm excited.
Yeah, you know,
Patricia, I'm so excited.
One of the things that really hit me when in reading through this with him pronouncing himself as El Shaddai in Genesis 17 is he talks about how he's going to make him into a father of nations. Now, I want to put a little context on this for everybody. In Genesis 15, God comes to Abraham and announces these great blessings over him. And Abram says, that's wonderful, God, but I don't even have a son. And God says, you will have a son.
Yeah.
And it seems impossible to Abram. He says, I'm old. My wife is barren. God says, I will give you a son. Now, here's what's interesting. Abram and Sarah go forth and they decide, well, it doesn't make any sense to us. It's too big for us. So we'll figure out what God meant. And they go and they decide, I know what he means. And they bring Hagar in and they birth Ishmael and they make a mess of it. But in Genesis 17, after they've made a mess of it, God shows up and he says, it's, you know what? Don't worry that you've made a mess of it. Don't focus on that. Focus on me, El Shaddai, the God where anything is possible. It's not just that he can do the impossible. It's that even if we've made a mess of things, he can show up and bring breakthrough.
It.
And what the Lord spoke to me when I was studying this out, he said to my heart, El Shaddai shows up.
Yeah.
When you're declaring, it's too big for me. Yeah. I don't know how this will work. It's too big for me. Remember, it's not too big for I am.
Amen.
It may be too big for me, but it's not too big for I am. Because El Shaddai is the God of the impossible.
Yeah, and he's so
plenteous. No matter what situation you find yourself in, no matter what mess you're in, focus your attention on El Shaddai. And don't let this simply be revelation that you say, oh, that's neat. Great. It's not only revelation, it's an invitation. Grab hold of God as El Shaddai. It's Jesus Christ as El Shaddai. Worship him as El Shaddai. Expect him as El Shaddai. He's going to do amazing, impossible, glorious things for you this year.
And he gets a promise that he's going to have a son. But then just to show you the greatness of God and the multiplication and fullness, then it's a father of nations.
Yeah.
Not just a father
That's
of a
right.
son. No, no, not just a son. A father of nations.
Abram couldn't bring forth one child in his own. And then God says, that's okay, son. I'm going to bring forth a multitude of nations.
I love
Incredible.
It.
Incredible.
I love it.
That's El Shaddai.
Now, I want to share some testimony with you because we're going to invite you to participate in the head of the year offering right now. And again, it's free will offering, but we just want to share some things that we've experienced as a ministry and as individuals, is that at this time of year, there seems to be an open heaven. It's like a blessing upon that which you give unto him as first fruits.
Yeah.
First fruits right at the head of the year, celebrating him at the head of the year. And so as a ministry, we always do extra giving at this time. And I meant to have all of our envelopes out on the table, because what we're doing as a ministry is that we are sowing gifts. And the number 5776. In fact, say it.
5776.
So I want to just put this out for anyone that's interested. Like $57.
And 76 cents.
And 76 cents, okay? Or $577.60. Or $5,776. Or $56,000.
$57,000.
Yeah.
$57,760.
Yeah. Yeah, $57,760. Okay, but just in those increments, think about that, because sowing into fullness, it means fullness and abundance. And I want to invite you to sow a prophetic seed to the head of this year in honor of the Lord himself. So we've got different ministries that we're blessing in honor of those ministries. We're also, we have, I think it's five widows that we chose to be a blessing to them and to give them a seed of blessing because God cares for the widows and for the orphans. And so we're sowing those kind of seeds into people, and also sowing into you, our viewers, you know, as we give you, just get as much of that free material as you want. It's like thousands and thousands of dollars of free resource that we are so happy. I think the last time, I think we gave over $30,000 of resource away. It was just awesome. We just love it, you know. And then it feeds you, because the seed of the Word of God is inside of you. So it's just awesome. So we want to invite you to give. So there is a tab right underneath the screen there, where you can give. And on the screen right now, you will find the information, the phone number if you want to call the call center. They can help you, or go right online to give, or the little tab there. Just go on there, and we make it easy for you to give your head of the year gift. But when you give it, give it right into the hands by faith and with honor and love to El Shaddai, in honor of this year, and put the mark of this year over your life. 5776. Put that mark on your life and say, God, I'm giving unto you, who is the God of fullness, the God of abundance, unto El Shaddai. You are my God. I will worship El Shaddai as I come to know you as the God of plenty, come to know you as the God of abundance, come to know you as the God of fullness this year. And so I want to start this year out by giving you a gift of honor. And I know before I came, I made up mine because I wanted to sow it in right on the very first night of the head of the year, and just mark this year with abundance, because it's what the Lord has promised for us.
It's good. It's good. And hey, just a reminder for everybody, we want to let you know we've got a word coming up soon in the program from Stacy Campbell, and you're going to want to watch it. You're going to want to wait for it, because it's going to be all about how God is going to present himself as the man of war in this coming year. You're going to want to find out why.
Yeah, it's interesting, because there's so much talk in the world about war.
That's right.
I mean, every time we turn on the TV, the news in the evening or whatever, you're wondering, okay, is war broken out somewhere, you know? But she's got some really good insights about God, the man of war. It's going to be a great prophetic word for us to examine in just a few moments. But I want to share a little bit about Women in Ministry Network right now. So we're just going to put the promo on for you at this time. So if we could have the media team put on that, so that you can get acquainted with this new network that is being birthed tonight under the covering and canopy of El Shaddai. The Lord spoke very clearly to me during a time of worship to launch Women in Ministry Network. It's a global network that the Lord wants to raise up women in this hour to take their place in the body, not usurping men or not overpowering them, but coming alongside and into their callings. And he also told me to redefine ministry, because so often we see ministry as someone standing behind a pulpit or the fivefold ministry gifts in operation. But the fivefold ministry gifts, as outlined in Ephesians 4, are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. So where do we find ministers of the gospel? Passionate people who are just laid down lovers for Jesus wherever they are, doing what they do for him, such as intercessors, worship leaders, musicians, preachers, evangelists, teachers, prophets, apostles. But also, what about domestic ministers, like housewives and mothers who actually see that as their ministry and they're pouring their lives out for that? Or what about those in the marketplace who are working every single day, going to that workplace, knowing that that is their mission field, taking it seriously to spill out the glory of the Lord where they are? What about those who are in government or the education system, the medical field? All these areas where God needs to pour out his glory. These are women in ministry, advancing the kingdom under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The network, Women in Ministry Network, is a global network. It's a relational network of women coming together to encourage each other, to empower each other, where we'll offer equipping and even ordination when that's applicable. We will be able to help people define their ministry gifts and have a covering that will encourage them in their ministries. I'd like you to go online for more information at woflglobal.com. This is a year, and I'll prophesy this for sure because I have a direct word from the Lord on this, where God is raising up a great company of women to proclaim the glad tidings. Even in nations where women have been oppressed, women are going to be freed. I was just with a leader from Russia just within the last month, and he was saying, we need women on the front lines in Russia. He said, the women have been so oppressed, but he said, this is their hour to arise. And that was an apostolic leader in Russia that says, I want you to bring this into Russia. We are going into an Arab nation this coming year because this is the hour for women to be raised up. God had given me earlier this year a vision of waves coming up against the shores of mountains of influence and continents and nations. And those waves turned into women, and they were conquering those mountains. And he said, this is the time. And in Genesis chapter 1, it says that God created man in his image, male and female. He created them. So therefore, man in that context is both male and female. And then he says, and he blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and have dominion and rule. And so we will not see the full dominion of the kingdom of God until women are in their place. It's not that women are going to usurp men or try to control men or anything like that. Not at all. It's just that in Christ, there's no male nor female. We are in Christ together by calling to fulfill his will. For Women in Ministry Network, we have 12 wonderful apostolic leaders that are overseeing, such as Che An and Chuck Pierce and Bill Johnson and James Gall and Iverna Tompkins and Joy Dawson and many others that are just standing with us in support and breathing life into us. We're so grateful. And it's being launched and birthed right tonight with the blessing of El Shaddai on it. So for sure, go and check us out at woflglobal.com, Women on the Front Lines Global, and apply to be in the network. Because even if you are a homemaker at home, if you see that as your front line of ministry, it was serious. I mean, the family mountain, I think, is one of the most important mountains of all seven mountains of influence. But we need to highlight that mountain and define ministers on that mountain. Mm-hmm. So if you're in your home and with all your heart ministering within that home and through your home to the community, then we want to define that as valid ministry to be celebrated and to be cheered on and to be defined in a way that that the Lord's breath will be breathed Amen. On you. And, you know, that's with any area of ministry you want to serve in. So go to woflglobal.com.
Patricia, I want to honor you for doing this. I just think it's such an important thing that's coming forth. As a man in ministry, I completely bless this, completely support this. I'm excited. I want to see every woman and every man raised up into what God has for him, where he has it for him. And I love what we're doing. I love what you're doing. And I love why you're doing it. To Amen. Honor the women where they are, doing what they are for God, that so many don't see. Not only don't see in ministry, but they are ministers. They are expressing the kingdom into the earth. And it's valid, it's important, it's worthy of attention.
Amen. And to raise up women who are humble and gracious and full of faith, strong in love and in faith, you know, who are gracious, you know, because I think in the women's lib movement, there was so much militancy, you know, like with attitude and rebellion even, you know, trying to, you know, make a stand. But now God's saying, no, just go and be lovers and let my light shine through you. Yeah. And he's going to make a place. And I'm just getting a word right now for many of you who have been called into ministry, but you felt stifled, and maybe the leadership in your church didn't see your gift or help support that or train you in ways that you could serve, you know. But God says this is the year when things are going to shift. This is the year when things are going to open up for you. And so you get ready, because it's going to take all hands on deck for what's coming. We are headed for this massive global outpouring unto harvest, and it's going to take all hands on deck in every area of life. Amen.
And you know, Patricia, I want to proclaim that this year, as this is launched, that there are going to be many, many men around the globe who go out of their way to make room for women in ministry. That any spirit of competition is just going to fall away. Anything that didn't come forth the right way in the 70s between men and women, when women were trying to get their God-given rights established and we didn't handle it well, and maybe women didn't always handle it well, I just declare that's over. Amen. It's a new day, a new season. And brothers, we are going to champion our sisters. We are going to see the gifts in women in ministry, and we are going to call them forth. I'm a man in ministry who was raised up by a woman and her husband. I have been blessed because a woman and her husband saw gifts in me, poured into me, and I proclaim and declare that men, we will do that for women in Jesus' name and to his everlasting fame.
Amen. And God's put it on your heart to raise up men in this hour too, because we've been discovering men are wanting fellowship.
Absolutely.
They're wanting spiritual input. They're wanting to connection. Mm-hmm. And they're wanting to see their destiny calls fulfilled.
That's right.
And so you've started Men of Shiloh, and I believe that's going to spread from the local church. And by the way, you know, join us for Shiloh service on Sunday mornings at 10:30. You can join us online, and you can find more about our Shiloh church, which is a media church that goes worldwide, but we also meet locally. Online at xpshiloh.com. Yeah, but I mean, there's exciting things happening.
Very exciting things.
We want to introduce another prophetic word to you right now from my dear friend, Stacy Campbell, who is a seasoned prophetic voice, speaks to the nations, to senior leaders and presidents of nations and prime ministers and business leaders and that, and accurate prophetic words declaring the heartbeat of God. And she has a word for this coming year, as we're coming out of the Shemitah year, the year of rest. What is in store for us? What are we going to see? And especially in regards to all that we're hearing about wars and rumors of wars, what is that going to look like for the church?
My name is Stacy Campbell, and I would like to release to you some revelation that the Lord has given me for this year. And this past year was a Shemitah year. Everybody knows that. It's a Jewish year of rest and Sabbath. And I felt the Lord even call me this past year into a season of rest. I was going to take 1 month off, and the Lord said double it. So I took 2 months off. But when I came out of that Sabbath just a week ago, I felt like I was coming in with a new and a fresh revelation of God as a man of war. And the Lord began to download to me certain scriptures. One of them is Exodus 15:3. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. In the English Standard Version, it says, the Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. And as we know, that phrase, a man of war, is several times in the scriptures. And one of the prominent ones is about David, that David was a warrior, that David was a man of war, and the Spirit of the Lord was with him. And I feel like that God is giving us this revelation that as we behold this aspect of himself, you know, we're to grow up into all aspects, into him who is the head, Ephesians 4. And this aspect of God as a man of war, as a warrior, as we behold him, it's stirring this same spirit of war on the inside of me and on the inside of many of you. God is also called the captain of the Lord of hosts. He's the leaders of the armies of heaven. He's, you know, he's advancing his to redeem the world. He was not willing for any to perish, and he's aggressively after the souls of men, the people. He wants them all to be with him where he is. And so what I sense from this is that God is starting to mobilize his army at a fresh level. Many of you have known that you've had a calling to something. Maybe it's to children at risk. Maybe it's to your neighborhood. Maybe it's to the marketplace. Maybe it's to, but whatever that calling is, you're feeling a fresh stirring to actually go to the next level of that ministry. And I feel that God says, now is the time. Things might have held you back in other seasons, but now he's saying, get going, get up, get on your horse, start following me into that harvest field because it is ripe. And I also felt like there's a lot of mobilization going around as God begins to deploy his army in the natural. When a country is getting ready for war, they're going to attack. They start moving troops from base to base, their centers where they're equipping them so that they can be deployed into the war zone. And I feel in the spirit, many of you are actually going to feel a call to move. There's going to be transference of troops across even international bounds. You know that you've been called to nations, but it hadn't been time. Well, now is the time to get up and go to that place where you're called, because the harvest is there for you now. It's been training up to this point, but now is deployment season. So follow that captain of the Lord of hosts into his army, and you will be positioned in this hour for a full confrontation to win people to Jesus. And in my own self, just in little natural ways, I'm seeing like the harvest is so white, it's almost falling off the fruit is so ripe, it's falling off the trees. There are people that are actually approaching us. I was in Starbucks the other day, just talking to a fellow Christian, and a person heard me and they said, "Are you two Christians?" I said, "Yes." They said, "Would you pray for me? I've just had a terrible day at work." And we prophesied over her. She asked us to pray for her. Total, not a Christian, grew up in church, but had not followed God for years. Asked us to pray for her. We prophesied over her in Starbucks, and she just was bawling there. And that's how, the measure of the ripeness of the fruit. So God is placing you at the front lines of harvest. It's an aggressive time. It's not the time to sit around. It's time to get your armor of God on and go into battle.
God is arising as the man of war. And that's so exciting because our God is almighty. Our God is invincible in battle. So what is happening is our God is about to not only bring us into battles, he's about to bring us into victories, great victories, because he never is defeated. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, "Praise be to God who always leads us in victory in Christ Jesus." So as you hear reports of battles breaking out, as you yourself start to feel conflict in the spirit, don't shy away. Remember that God, the Lord Almighty, him who is invincible in battle, is arising as the man of war and is bringing you into triumph and victory. So if you start to hear stories about things breaking out all over the world or new types of wars breaking out, it's not time to be afraid. It's time to be aware of where God wants to place you so he can use you as Lord God Almighty, invincible in battle, to bring forth victory in your life and the strategic places Amen. He's placed you.
Amen. There are going to be wars.
Yes, there are.
In this next season. There are going to be natural wars. But you are not to be afraid.
That's right.
You are not to be afraid, because God is actually calling us close to himself in this hour so that we can know him as the God of war. Because our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. So when these things get conquered, then we see even a greater level of God's glory fill the earth. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we have to keep our mind on. And definitely we're going to have to battle fear.
That's right.
Right? That's
going to be
our
biggest battle.
The battleground is going
to
be fear.
And grab hold of the
And
victory.
You know, our ministry has been in a warfare. It's been kind of interesting because
it's
just been one kind of, intense battle after another.
Yes.
And it's been I think, okay, God, you know, this is intense. There must be something really great that's coming.
That's
and
right.
Of course, we know that the harvest is coming.
The harvest is coming.
But we have such, we have such confidence, I guess is the word. We have such confidence that great things are going to come. Every single time, I've been a Christian for 40 years now, and every single time I've been in a battle season,
yep.
it's always been promotion on the other side.
That's
you
right.
just have to,
that's right.
you just have to
that's
keep,
right.
keep the faith. Amen?
Yeah.
But I want to talk about something I'm getting prophetically, which might seem a little
yeah, you've been getting very interesting words from the Lord about new levels of warfare
and new realms of warfare. Yeah. And I think that a lot of times, especially with all that we're hearing on the news and that, our mind gets focused on the earth.
Yes.
Like we're looking at this, we're looking at the trouble, we're looking at the conflicts, we're looking at the earthly dimension. But in space, in space, we've got some things that we need to steward. And so I want to talk a little bit about space wars, even though that might sound a little bit strange to some, but, you know, it's a prophetic word I'm receiving, so I really need to deliver it so that we are ready for it. But in Ephesians 1, in verse 18, it says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Now, there is no higher place of authority than where Jesus sits.
That's right.
In Matthew 28:18, he says, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me. Go therefore.
Yes.
Okay? So he says that he's seated in these heavenly places at the right hand of the Father. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
Wow.
This is awesome.
Far above.
This is a
That's
settled
amazing.
Issue for all eternity. And when we believe this, you know, we will engage in and enter into the manifestation of that in our life.
Patricia, give them that scripture again, because that's one we all need to be meditating on in this
Ephesians 1, verse 18 to 21.
Okay.
But now, verse 22, in the light of who Jesus is and where his authority is, he says, and he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church.
Oh, wow.
Come on.
Amazing.
Now, that is Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20,
okay.
where he says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and make disciples of nations. This is so important that we start to execute this authority, this heavenly authority that has been given to us. Every single thing is under his feet. These evil thoughts and demons and entities, they're all under his feet.
Come on.
And he has given all of that. He has given his head over all things to the church. He has head over all things to the church. Listen to this. Which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
Come on.
Now, we've got to get that one before I go and talk about the space war, okay?
Ooh, yeah.
Because I don't want to scare anybody. But when Jesus rose from the dead, he took the keys of death and of hell, right?
Yes.
All that authority is his. So from the lowest place of the bowels of the earth to the highest place in the heaven, both in the natural and in the overlay of the spiritual realm,
wow.
the authority all belongs to Jesus Christ. Yeah. All belongs to
Patricia,
Jesus Christ.
This is a New Testament declaration of El Shaddai.
This is the New Testament of El Shaddai.
This is the New Testament of El Shaddai, who has all authority and fills us, his church, all in all, so
with
we can legislate it with plenty. Come on.
Now, then in Matthew 16, you know this well, because Jesus was asking his disciples, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven.
Mm.
Then he says this, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock, this rock of revelation of who Christ is, I will build my church on that revelation of Christ's authority, who Jesus is, the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's going to build his church, and the gates of hell will not overpower it. Now, we're going to hear a word from Chuck Pierce in a while that is going to rattle your bones about gates. It's just awesome. But this is a time for us to take gates that have never been conquered yet. And the gates of hell will not overpower it. And then he says, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth shall have been loose in heaven. This is the authority that Christ has given his church. We are to feel all in awe. You know, every place that Christ has secured authority, we are his body now to feel every single place inside of that.
Right.
Amen?
Yeah, amen. You know, Matthew 16 has been preached so effectively and so wonderfully to help us understand that on that revelation of Christ as Messiah, Jesus as the Christ, he'll build his church. But I feel such a strong invitation from the Lord in this that it's time for us, beloved, to add to our revelation of Jesus as Messiah, as Jesus as El Shaddai, Jesus as Lord of all, Jesus of all authority, who then empowers us to legislate that authority in the earth. He is Messiah. He is Savior. And thank God he is. But through that, we're then brought into a restored relationship with our Heavenly Father so we can legislate this authority in the earth at his leading, in his power, to his fame. But it's time for us to add to our revelation of Jesus as Messiah that he is also Lord God Almighty, who's empowered his church to legislate that authority in the church, in the earth, and in the heavens.
Come on.
Yeah.
In the natural and in the spiritual.
In the natural and in the spiritual.
Now let's take it a little bit further. In Romans 8, verse 19, it says, the anxious longing of the creation waits eagerly for the revealing of the mature sons of God, those who are ready to walk
in
their inheritance.
That what he modeled to us when he was a son in the earth, that we will all, men and women, walk in it.
But he said greater works than he did will we do. How many of you have wondered what those greater works were?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jesus healed the sick. He raised the dead. He cleansed the lepers. Mm-hmm. Cast out devils. Well, what the Lord's been revealing to me lately, he said, this is the hour when these mature sons of God are going to actually come into manifestation.
Come on.
You're actually going to see them surface. You're going to note men and women who have a faith measure that you haven't noticed before, that is going to be on a whole new level. And once it breaks out, it's going to be infectious.
Yes.
It's going to be like spreading.
Yes.
There's going to be impartation.
A divine virus. Yeah.
A divine virus.
We've seen ungodly demonic viruses spreading all over. It's time for the divine virus of revelation of who he is, what he's made available to spread through the body of Christ.
Amen.
So that we can speak to those demonic viruses that are in natural bodies and say, no more.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Now, many of you have heard me share the story about how when I was in Israel, the Third World War was going to break out, and all the, you know, the politicians were saying it, a lot of the prophets were saying it, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to stop the Third World War. It was kind of a foreign thing to my mind, thinking on that level. I didn't know how you would stop a Third World War, so I just said, Third World War, stop in Jesus' name.
Come on.
And basically it worked, you know. It just was, surprisingly enough, it worked. And I know God was calling many people to do the same.
That's a Jesus prayer. Be healed, war stop.
It worked. Exactly.
Come on. Yeah.
But he was showing me then, he says, I'm calling you to a new level of executing and administrating the authority of the kingdom of God in the earth.
Yes.
So then, it was within a year after that, the Ebola virus broke out. And making a long story short, he said to me, stop the Ebola virus in Ghana.
Go.
I went in the spirit with the Lord during a prayer time. And, you know, if that freaks you out a little bit about being in the spirit, get the Glory School.
It's, yes.
You know, you can get the hard copy for 50% off on this broadcast. But anyways, we unpack a lot of that, how to access that realm. And it's all biblical.
It's all biblical.
In the Bible. But he said, I want you to annihilate that virus, speak death to it. So I went in the spirit and I did exactly what he showed me to do, making decrees. And then within like hardly any time at all, it started dissipating till it was no more, not only in Ghana, but in Mali and all throughout all the different areas of Africa.
Amen.
And so it is no more. It's gone. Okay.
Praise God.
It's gone.
Thank you, Lord.
But then the next thing, it was a number of months later, I noticed that some of my friends were dealing with like unusual outbursts of anger and stuff like that, irritations, and there was road rage. And I looked on the news and there was all these tensions and murders and shootings and, you know, like it was just crazy, unusual.
Yeah.
Okay. And, the Lord, you know, I said, Lord, what is this? You know, people that are usually really peaceful and loving are like losing it, you know? I said, what is that? And he said really clearly what I was not expecting. He said, it's Mars.
Wow.
And I said, what do you mean it's Mars? And he said, well, in the same way that the moon affects the earth and affects people in the earth, such as the cycles of women are affected by the moon, the tides are affected by moon. This is scientifically proven. In the Bible, you'll see we have power over lunatics. Jesus healed the lunatics.
That's
those
right.
are people smitten by the moon, right?
Right?
In Psalms, it says the sun will not smite you by day or the moon by night. And so there's influence that comes from the planets and that toward the earth. And he said, in the same way that the moon does that, so also is Mars. And he says, in the way that Mars is situated right now, it is releasing energy into the earth that is agitating people.
Yeah, and Mars was a demonic god of war.
Yeah. I mean, the Greeks.
Yeah.
Kind of assigned a demon
That's
to that
right.
planet.
That's
but
right.
when God created Mars, it wasn't for evil. When he created the moon, it wasn't so it would have evil effect. Everything God created was for good.
That's
he said,
right.
this is good.
Come on.
And so he said, I want you to go speak to Mars.
The planet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He said, go tell Mars to be nice.
That's
and I did.
Awesome.
You know, I'd never done that before. Never thought of it before.
No.
Never thought of it.
It wouldn't have crossed
my mind. Out of obedience,
my mind.
I just said, Mars, in the name of Jesus, you know, be nice, you know. But I just felt it. I just could feel it's groaning. It says all of creation is groaning. Mars is part of God's creation. It says it's groaning. And the Lord said all the molecules are groaning. The atoms are groaning. And it said, I need my church to understand and to exercise authority and dominion to set creation free.
Right.
Because they're groaning to come out of their corruption. They want
That's
to come
right.
into alignment with what God told them to do. So then the Lord spoke to me just within the last month, and he said, I want you to teach my people how to fight space wars.
Space wars.
Space wars, yeah.
All right.
And I'm going to do a whole course on it. Actually, I'll do a whole mentoring day on it.
Right on.
Helping the body to learn how to do this.
Now, what did he show you these space wars were going to be?
What the space wars are is that in space right now, in natural space,
right.
America has put many thousands of satellites
right.
up into space. That's how your phones work.
That's right.
And, you know, if you've got anything that goes on automatically, like with a remote control thing, it's because there's a satellite in the air.
That's how our GPSs work.
GPS work that.
Yeah.
In fact, in this hour, the weapons of war that America is cultivating, it's all through satellite now.
Yeah.
You'll be surprised at how much of your life today is controlled by satellite in space.
Way beyond Google Maps.
Yeah, way beyond Google Maps. But China and Russia, and I'm not saying anything against those nations, okay? I'm saying that
right.
this is a fact. You can watch this on the news or search it out. But they are actually creating satellites that will destroy American satellites.
Really?
Space wars.
Space wars.
Now, if that were to happen, imagine if that were to happen, that there was a destruction of certain satellites that are in the
right.
air, then we would not be able to function in many ways. And going to war without the ability
right.
to utilize the weapons that you have would be pretty disastrous, I would think. So the Lord, as I was watching this on the news, the Lord says, my church is to fill space.
Yes.
My church is to take dominion, not only in the earth, but
all
even
earth
in that way, in order to make disciples of the nations.
Come on.
So it's not about one nation against another nation. It's about evil intents in the heart of man. It could be in the heart of an American, an Englishman, a Russian, a Chinese person. It could be anyone. We're not a respecter of persons here. This is about the evil intents of man. And the Lord says, my church is to be the guardian of that realm.
Come on.
That you are to go into that realm and speak peace and protect that realm. Now, I never even thought of it. It never entered my mind. God says in His Word, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered in your heart what I have for you, but the Spirit will reveal it. And I'm sitting there, and this prophetic revelation downloaded, and He said, it is very important that a company of intercessors are mobilized to go into that realm and to watch over it. Now, since I have delivered this Word, I have met people that have come up to me and said, I'm so glad you said this because the Lord was speaking to me the same thing. In fact, I've been out there, but then when I told someone, they thought I was needing deliverance, and so I haven't told anyone else. Yeah. But the Lord takes me out in those realms. Now, I realize that this sounds a little bit out there, but space is out there.
Right.
You know?
Right. Way
and
out
so
there.
And so if we're going to, if we're going to contend, because you see, from that area, the nations, he said, disciple nations, baptize nations in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. But God's going to cause us to fill spaces with His authority that we've never even thought of before. And honestly, most of the church up to now has kind of just been in the world.
Right.
You know, just focus, oh, well, you know, I got to go to work and make a dime. I got to do this. I got to do that. And I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with, you know, being faithful in those areas. But if our vision is only on those little things and we're not seeing the bigger picture,
right,
the bigger perspective, that's why it says in Colossians, you know, to set your mind on the things above where Christ is seated, not on the things of the earth. Because when you gain perspective from that position, it just it just transforms everything. But God is going to have us ascend into the heavens where He is seated and start executing and releasing, administrating His authority into the earth from that place. And we're going to see a breed of believers that is so at rest in who they are in Christ that they will be able to settle things and bring peace, so that if something is going on. I mean, I remember years ago when I was a fairly new Christian, the Lord took me through intercession into Nigeria to a meeting where there was some corruption going on. I saw the people. I was in there in the spirit. And the Lord told me exactly what to pray for. I prayed for it and then came back the next day. It was on the news and in the headlines that this corruption in Nigeria was the nation. This corruption in Nigeria had been discovered and overthrown and that they were arrested. It was within 48 hours that that happened.
Come
the specific thing, I saw the place that I saw, the place that I went.
Yeah.
Now, move that out of the earth into space.
Yes.
Where man has put these satellites
right.
and everything, and we're going to see protection through the church for the earth that we live in.
Patricia, you know, this is really no different than when the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, lift up your eyes and see. And God wanted Abraham to lift up his eyes beyond the mundane, beyond his day in, day out. And God cares about the day in, day out. Like you said, it's important that we're faithful with those things. But God wants us to lift up our eyes and see. And He told Abraham, what you see is territory I'm going to give you. So church, let's see how high we can lift up our eyes. At God's leading, where is He going to lead you to lift your eyes up to? What is He going to lead you to see
Amen.
That you haven't seen before? Because what it's going to be unto is Him filling you all in all with His authority so that you can legislate the reality of His kingdom and the finished work of the cross into that realm to secure victory.
Come on.
Yeah.
And there's going to be mantles of victory.
Come on.
For
that's
people.
It.
Amen. Now, the other part of Stacy's word was many are going to be called to move.
Yes.
And I see that geographically.
Yes.
Some of you in this room, even, I know already,
right.
have been spoken to by the Lord that you're going to move. And it wasn't that long ago, just a few months ago, when I actually saw in the spirit like a chessboard and the Lord was moving pieces into different areas for strategic things to happen.
Yep.
So many of you are going to be called to move even geographically, maybe move even churches or move into areas where you will be able to serve in the area God has ordained for you. And with that, I want to say movements are going to be launched in this coming season.
Yes.
That's
and we've
what
already
moves
talked
are about
a few.
Movement.
You talked about women in ministry. And so one thing I want to talk about in regards to all this is we're talking about God is the man of war and all these different battles that are breaking out. Beloved, we don't need to be afraid of battles. We need to be aware of them. And one of the things we have to get our heads past is that when we're in battles, when we feel resistance or there's a battle in the spirit, that God isn't with us. That's a lie. Not only is God with us, but God is blessing us with the battle. Battles aren't to be sought out, but they're not to be avoided. They're a blessing from God. And Patricia, we see this in our ministry all the time.
Amen.
He's entrusting us with a battle. And here's what I want to encourage you in. Every time he entrusts you with a battle, it's unto something. There's always mantles of victory. There's always blessings and rewards and spoils of war when we overcome. And the reason God gives you a battle is to train your hand to war, to strengthen you, and to set you up for the things that you've been desiring. On the other side of every battle, there's an increase of operative authority and a greater sphere of influence, that what you've learned of God that you didn't know before, you can now legislate in a greater sphere. And Patricia, I think of King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. He had an impossible situation facing him. Not one enemy army, not two, but three enemy armies were pressing in on him. He was overwhelmed, beloved, and he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord sent a word and said, the battle is mine. But he also said, you are going to have to take your position. You're not going to have to fight in a traditional way, but you're going to have to take your position. And when Jehoshaphat lifted up his eyes and saw beyond the mundane, beyond the prosaic, beyond what was immediately in front of him, saw God, got his strength, strategies, got the blueprints for the battle, moved into the position God wanted him in. What we saw, what he saw, and what we'll see is every enemy was defeated. Not one of the enemy was left alive, and there were so much spoils and plunder from the warfare that they were blessed with. It took them 3 days to collect it all. So when you hear these words about new realms of warfare, don't be afraid. Be encouraged, because what God is setting you up for is greater victories, greater spoils, and a greater manifestation of the deep desires of your heart, because you want to see the kingdom advance. Here's your chance.
Amen. He's raising up generals.
He is raising up generals.
It's awesome.
Yep.
She also mentioned about harvest, and this
right.
is where I'm
this
getting
huge.
Excited, because we've seen this prophetically also, very, very clear, is that we're in a season of shift, and in the body where there's been a lot of conferences and everything for the last 20 some odd years or so, we're getting filled, we're getting empowered. We're going to start seeing miracles, signs, and wonders unto harvest. So you're going to see evangelism, highlight on evangelism. You're going to see unsaved people coming into places where miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place. And miracles, signs, and wonders are what is going to really grab the hearts of the unsaved. In fact, they're not going to come to a powerless church.
No.
They're going to come to the presence of the Lord that is real and tangible and moving in their midst. And we're going to see many raised up. In fact, many people who were serving in the church, you know, with apostolic prophetic anointings, teaching anointings, pastoral anointings, are now going to get smeared with a fresh impartation of the anointing of an evangelist.
Right.
We're going to see a shift. I'm feeling it myself.
Yeah.
I feel like God's really preparing us for that.
I believe that's going to be part of that call to move, not only to move to different geographies, different nations, but to move outside the church, to the streets, to where the people are that wouldn't come inside the church, because it's all going to be about harvest. Every prophet we're hearing from is saying something about harvest. And I want to encourage you, in Stacy's word, what she said is the fields are so ripe unto harvest. It's like the fruit is dropping off the tree. So go. Don't let there be intimidation. Don't let there be any fear. Just go out, because God is going to use you in the harvest, because he needs every single worker who's willing to go out into that harvest field.
Amen.
Yeah.
It's so true. Now, coming up, we have Chuck Pierce.
That's right.
And we have a word from him that is so powerful. In fact, there's so many components to that word, and it's I was just savoring it the other day when I was meditating on it. I thought, wow, this is really powerful. But he talks about Babel is going to shake. So we're going to find out about that. And we're going to also find out of how the gates are being opened in the earth.
That's interesting.
And how the enemy is going to be plundered in this hour. And we know as a result of our God being so great. We just want to encourage you also to remember, this is Rosh Hashanah.
Come on.
It is the head of the year. It is year 5776. We are celebrating El Shaddai. I over this year, the God of plenty, the God of fullness, the God of abundance. This is the year. The number means a year of fullness, a year of abundance.
Come on.
And so we invite you to be faithful, to just give your head of the year offering as unto the Lord. And you can do that right on your screen. There's a little tab there where you can use that tab, or you can call our call center, go online, whatever is convenient. But we just invite you to give that beautiful head of the year offering as unto the Lord. And it sets the year in place.
Yes.
You know, when you sow at the head of the year, that offering of honor, that offering of sacrifice, it just opens the heavens for that year.
Does.
It's a wonderful time to give. And in this environment of celebration and feasting, we just want to encourage you and also to remind you that we are giving away gifts during this particular feast, and we're going to draw names for the draw for the trip to Cambodia. It's a missions trip that is going to be fully paid. The registration fee, which includes your lodging and that, is going to be taken care of, and your airfare to and from Cambodia, wherever you live in the earth. If you don't want to use it and you know someone else that can use it, then you can give it to someone else. And then we're also going to be drawing a winner for a trip or a free registration for the mini internship in January. So
that's
Robert
right.
and I are going to be teaching that internship. It'll be an entire week of like boot camp and mentoring.
Yeah.
It's going to be just
awesome.
We're really looking forward to it. And we love just nurturing and mentoring the body.
It's a ball.
And so your registration for that will be paid. And so we are going to be giving that away free as well. We're going to draw for the names on the Day of Atonement. And then also, those gifts, by the way, are going to be given for everyone who is donating to the Lord tonight. We're going to draw from your names, and that'll be all the way up to, because we're going to keep this broadcast available on demand for anyone that watches it, all the way up to the Day of Atonement. And then, so all the offerings that come in for that, we're going to draw the names out of that for the trip to Cambodia and for the internship. But this baby here, Robert, you want to talk about this baby here?
Yeah,
isn't it beautiful?
We've got over $577.60. It's year 5776 of resources, teachings, worship, books, you name it. And this is going to be part of that drawing as well. So everyone who sows a gift tonight or during this week up until the Day of Atonement, their name will automatically be entered in, and we'll be sending all of these resources out to the winner of that draw.
And right now, we just want to remind you also to just, you know, go online after this program for Gifts for You and get all the freebies there. It's just prepared for you so you can start your new year being blessed. We want to be a blessing.
Amen.
You see, it says of Abram, it says that he was blessed so that he could be a blessing, right?
That's right.
We're
That's
blessed
right.
so that we can be a blessing. We want to be a blessing to you. And also, you can get your prophetic word that has been prepared for you, we believe, by the Spirit of God.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed over all those words. We got the download. We wrote them out. We got them all prepared, prayed over them, and then asked the Lord, distribute the right one to the right people. And we just believe that by faith, we believe that he is doing that. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, Robert, why don't you share a little bit about Prayer Strike?
Okay.
And if it's just a brand new assignment that God's given you.
Yes. You know, as we're talking about all the battles that are coming up, when we were in Angelus Temple in L.A. for our Women on the Frontlines global event, I had an angelic visitation. And during that visitation, the Lord spoke to me. And what he said to me, I'd been in the Old Testament studying out the different battles of God and the way and God's battle plans and strategies to see victory come forth from impossible situations. And the Lord knew that. And what he spoke to me in this visitation was what I did in the Old Testament through my people who had a sword of steel in their hand, I will do in this hour through my people who will wield the sword of the Spirit in their mouths. And as we know, the sword of the Spirit's the word of God. And Patricia, he started to remind me of the importance and the power of prayer and intercession to take territories. Because our God is a God who wants to take territory. Our God is a God who wants his kingdom advancing in the earth, and he wants to use you and me to do it. So we've birthed this Operation Prayer Strike. And what it is, it's a one-week school where you'll be mentored in all manner of prayer and activated in different types of prayer, including how to hear from God, how to get His strategies, His blueprint, His battle tactics for your region to be set free. Anywhere that the enemy has raised up a stronghold in your region, God has a way for us to tear it down. We're going to do our very first one here in North Carolina next month. But I want to encourage all of you who are watching, if you want to see your region set free, if you want to see your region broken open, God's got a plan. And it might include you hosting an Operation Prayer Strike where we come in for 1 week, mentor you, encourage you, and activate you in strategic prayers that'll tear down the strongholds of the enemy and advance the kingdom of God so that your region comes into all God created it for.
Amen. So yeah. I know that they're going to go all over because we're just
we're
releasing
to do
that
all
authority.
Over the
world. It's going to be awesome. And also, I just wanted to share about the Women on the Front Lines Institute that we're just launching as well. And in November, I'm going to do our very first course that we're going to open up in that. It's a two-day course that you can come here. It's an intensive morning, afternoon, and night for two whole days that I'm going to be teaching 12 sessions on becoming a woman of influence. And so we're going to be birthing that this November. And so you can go on our ministry site and get more information about that and be able to sign up for that. But now we want to go to Chuck Pierce's word. So why don't you read the word? We're going to put it up on the screen for you all as well as you're watching so that you can read it along with Robert as he is sharing Chuck Pierce's word.
Okay, here's Chuck Pierce's word for 5776. Nations will align and Babel will begin to shake. This is a year that God sends His word from heaven to pummel the gates of hell. Amen. This is the year of us holding the Vav while His hammer word breaks open gates that have been held shut. This is a year that kingdom force will be applied in the earth realm. God's kingdom people will confound the enemy and plunder resources. This will also be a year of supernatural giving to secure the five remaining years of this 10-year season. God's people will go up to the high places to worship and overthrow ruling thrones. This is a year that new leaders will arise in civil arenas. Many people will say that we are preparing for visitation. However, this is a year of visitation so we can prepare for the future. This will also be a year of the moment. He will visit you in the present to reconcile your past and unlock your future in a moment. Amen.
Such a powerful word. I just think it's amazing. Now, it says that nations are going to align. And there's going to be, I believe, alignment according to God's purposes.
That's right.
But there's also going to be nations that align against Israel. Mm-hmm. Against God's purposes.
Sheep nations
and so
and gold nations.
We need to be praying for that. But as nations come together to build a strategy against the purposes of God, Babel is going to shake when they come
That's
into
right.
agreement for wrong purposes. So when you see that happening, remember this word.
Yes.
And start to worship God as a God that will shake the agendas of the evil one and set those people free that are
That's
being deceived
right.
by it. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Because we are going to see that. And there's going to be tensions. I mean, news is going to be a very interesting thing to watch over this coming year. But make sure when you watch the news and listen to the news and read your newspaper that you're reading it with faith, okay?
Amen.
That those are only the facts, the truth. Is going to usurp the fact.
Patricia, I love what he said about the word will come from heaven to pummel the gates of hell, because this goes right back to what the Lord spoke to me in that visitation about how He wants to empower His church, give us the revelation of the scriptures to decree, the prayers to intercede with, to see the gates of hell pummeled in the earth.
I know, and it's truly it. And we want to encourage all of you who are watching, get those decrees of the Word of God. Listen to what God is saying and then make those decrees, because it's not going to return void. It'll accomplish everything
That's right.
that it is sent to do.
Now, Patricia, in the one part where he talked about we will hold the vav while his hammer word breaks open gates that have been shut, when we were preparing for this, that word is a Hebrew word. It jumped out at both of us, and I didn't know what it meant, so I went and looked it up. And here's what the Hebrew word vav means. It's the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and its meaning is hook. And the first use of vav is in Genesis 1:1, and it's seen as the connecting force of God, the hook that binds heaven and earth together. And then we also see vav in Exodus 27, verses 9 through 10, and it refers to the hooks of silver used to hold the curtains that enclose the tabernacle, the habitation of God. So I believe here where it talks about that we will hold the vav, I believe it's saying that we will create a habitation place for God, where God will come, and as he comes in, the kingdom will invade in that. So I believe that through our prayers, through our decrees, through our worship, through our focusing on him, we become that hook. We become the Amen. Gate between heaven and earth, where God comes in again, El Shaddai, Lord Almighty, Lord All Sufficient, Lord All We Need, and that he will invade the earth through our focusing on him. Mm-hmm. And then as we focus on him, we will get clear hearing on what to decree, what to declare, what to do, and we're going to see heaven invade earth.
Yeah, and it's Jesus, isn't
yeah.
it? Like Vav is Jesus.
Yeah.
He's a connector
That's
between
right.
heaven and earth. And you know, Genesis 28 about the ladder, and
That's right.
and he says, "Is this not the house of God? Is this not the gate of heaven?"
Yeah.
And so it says, "Hold the Vav while his hammer word breaks open gates that have been shut." I believe that God is going to open up doors for you in this Amen. Next season that no man can shut. Doors of opportunity,
yeah.
doors of breakthrough,
Come on.
Doors that you've been believing to open for years maybe are going to be open in this year. And it says kingdom force will be applied in the earth realm. And that's what
right.
we've been talking
yes.
about, even with the Space Force
right.
and that. It's like taking the authority of heaven and decreeing it into the earth, bringing it in to establish it. This is the time for the body of Christ to arise
yeah.
in that way. We're going to see more of that.
When I saw that, it made me think of Isaiah 45, where God promises one of his servants in the earth, Cyrus. And what he says to Cyrus is, I will go before you. I will level the mountains. I will smash through the gates of bronze, and I'll cut through the bars of iron. In other words, he's saying, I'm with you. So whatever you face, whatever you come up against, kingdom force is available to
come
you
on.
Through your faith, because I am El Shaddai.
Woo!
I am Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
So whatever you're facing, remember, there's kingdom force ready to back you up in the
Amen.
Earth.
Amen. And I love point six, where it says God's kingdom will confound the enemy and plunder resources.
Come on. Yes.
And you know, I love it when it says, when you catch a thief in the act,
yeah.
you know, he has to return sevenfold what he stole, and you plunder his house.
Yeah.
In other words, you take it all. And I think that we have to get,
yeah.
I just think that we have to get really intentional
yes.
with that, saying, devil, you're going to be sore,
That's
you
right.
have to try, because I'm going to
That's
just
right.
take it all.
That's right.
And you have authority from God to back that up
Come on.
In this season.
Come on.
Just go for it in this season. It's the season to do it. And then number seven, a year of supernatural
Woo!
Giving.
Yes.
You know? And
that means supernatural provision.
Yes.
So we can give supernaturally.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And I just believe that God, you know, he says he supplies seed to the sower. And I've been asking him for
yes.
I was like, God, I just want to sow more in this season. And he's supplying seed to sow. It's
yes.
just awesome. And I think that there's going to be supernatural releases
yes.
of generosity.
That's right.
People will be giving away their vehicles,
Come
their
on.
Houses, their lands, their money in their bank account, whatever. Like as the
yeah.
Lord leads, and then it's going to open up for this amazing level of increase.
Yeah. When Acts 4, there was supernatural giving. Everyone was giving everything they had. And what happened was great favor, great power, and great authority came upon the church. Because why can we give supernaturally? Because we have a supernatural revelation of our God who meets all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We hit a place of supernatural giving
mm-hmm.
when we let go of the fear of natural provision
yeah,
and
go.
Plug into the supernatural provision of our God who's done all and given all. Then we give supernaturally, and that opens the windows of heaven to pour out blessings we can't contain, one of which is financial, but the rest of it is all the blessings of heaven that come alongside of it.
Amen.
So supernatural giving is a supernatural strategy to see supernatural victory.
Amen. I feel a word that many of you have already or are going to be called to give vehicles away.
Mm.
And a vehicle can indicate your life or your ministry. And oftentimes when you have a dream about a vehicle, it includes that. So if you're going to give one, it means there's increase and acceleration coming for your life and your ministry. But I want to share a testimony. A few years ago, I felt led to give a car away. And it was a nice car. It was, you know, it was well taken care of. It was it was fairly new. And I felt led to sow it. So I sowed it because I felt God say, I want you to sow this because I'm going to upgrade you. Yeah. So I thought, okay, I'll obey that, you know. So I sowed the car thinking I was going to get upgraded right away. And what I got upgraded into was chauffeurs because I didn't have any way to get around because now I had no vehicle. But every time I needed a ride, I mean, I would have people show up at the door and say, the Lord told me to stop by and see if you need a ride. Oof. You know, like every time I needed to go somewhere.
Supernatural provision.
This was for over 14 months.
Wow.
Like 14 months with no vehicle. And I would, you know, I thought, well, this is upgrade in a way. I didn't have to pay insurance. I didn't have to pay gas.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
And I had a driver. And, and I don't particularly like driving, so I had a driver.
Yep.
And, I mean, I just basically had everything I needed for that 14 months. And then I was coming back from a trip, and I said, you know, God, you told me about the upgraded vehicle. I said, but it hasn't manifest yet. So where is it coming? Like, is it coming? And he said, well, you haven't told me what vehicle you want yet. You have to pick it out. I thought, really?
Interesting,
you know?
Yeah.
So we got off the plane, and my husband picked me up. I says, you know, God said I haven't picked it out yet. We went to the car lot, picked out the car. I bought it right then and there.
That's awesome.
And it was definitely an upgraded vehicle. And but God had provided for it in an amazing way. And I won't share all the details of that. But I was able to pay for half of it right up front. And then it was 0% interest, but then within the month I was able to pay the other half off supernaturally. And
come
it was
on.
Like, wow. And I just love that vehicle.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like I just feel like sharing that because there's some of you that are going to be called to do that and other things too that are kind of a big nature that you've never done before.
Supernatural
giving. But I just believe that God is going to bless you.
Right
I mean,
on.
We've given houses away.
Yeah.
You gave
I
your
gave
first
away,
house.
I gave away my first house in Arizona.
Your first house in Arizona.
And was upgraded to a wonderful house.
Yeah,
and you know,
and
I
now
had a,
you've got.
And now I've got two houses.
And now,
And I had a similar experience with a vehicle. Years ago, I gave away my Cherokee, and God told me the same thing. This will testify my blessing. Within 3 months, I had a Grand Cherokee. And then what's interesting to me is that Grand Cherokee I tried to give away and couldn't, and I've been upgraded to an even grander Grand Cherokee. So
that's just awesome.
This supernatural, when you start supernaturally giving, it puts this momentum of blessing into
Amen.
Your life that will, just like Psalm 23 says, it will overtake you.
Amen. Now, we're just going to cover the next 3 points really quickly because we're running out of time here.
Well, we are.
It says, in the high places of worship, ruling demonic thrones will be overthrown.
Come
so
on.
So that's going to be awesome. You know, and as we see, you know, greater levels of demonic force released, we can rejoice because we know that they're just rising up so that they can be overthrown.
That's right.
Amen. A year where new leaders will arise in civil arenas.
Amen. Godly
you know?
Leaders.
Yeah,
prophets of morality.
I believe that. And there's a lot of really good moral leaders that are surfacing even right now. And then finally, a year of visitation to prepare for your future.
Ooh.
He will visit you in the present to reconcile your past and unlock your future in a moment.
In a moment. And
I
suddenly.
Love
I love that.
Amen. We just want you to know that we've got these words at the end of
That's
this broadcast
right.
in just a few minutes because we're going to be closing. Well, we had so much more to share, we are getting low on time. But all these words are going to be online for you, all the links so that you can review them. In fact, we've got some others
That's
that we
right.
might not get to. We've got Johnny Enlow. We've got Bob Griffin. You know, we've got others that we might not be able to get to right now because our time is up. But they're amazing words. Bob Griffin is, you know, part of our Shiloh fellowship. He's an amazing prophet. And he prophesies like a popcorn machine. Yeah. You know, it's just unbelievable.
It just comes out,
but
out,
you've got
so
to
profound.
Listen to his prophetic word, because there's about 50 prophetic words inside of the one.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got the shofar blowing, and you can just feel the authority on it. And then Johnny Enlow talks about this angel of provision or economy that is being released in this season. It's awesome. But anyways, those are all available to you. And we want to, of course, invite you as we're closing to remember to give to the Lord the head of the year offering. Start this year out. You know, maybe give an offering of $57.76 or $577.60 or, you know, $5,776. Just make it a prophetic number and release it into the atmosphere. And be a blessing to the Lord as you get blessed by El Shaddai himself. But as we are finishing up here, we want to be able to have communion. Mm-hmm. We, as a team, every day before we start work in our staff meeting, we take communion because we believe in acknowledging. Yeah. Jesus said that as often as you do this. And we want to take this for the head of the year. And in our studio right now, our studio audience is being given the emblems and that so that we can get ready. But we've got the matzah here, which is, you know, striped and pierced as we remember Jesus Christ. And we want to encourage you at home to maybe go and get some elements, you know, even if you don't have proper ones. You can, I mean, I've been stuck sometimes on the road where I didn't have proper elements and I just took something. I said, Lord, you can turn this into the bread. You can turn this into the wine. And I just believe him to do it. But it's all about remembering him. But in this year, we want to remember him in his goodness, that he is El Shaddai, that he is the God of all plenty. And it was through the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us, his body that was broken for us, this life that he gave us that we can partake of today, that we are in covenant, the awe of God, the God himself is inside of us in covenant to give us abundance in this year, to give us fullness in this year. So, Father, we pray over these emblems right now, and we ask that you would bless this bread and bless the cup, Lord God, that you would infuse it with your glory and with your life as we remember you and as we partake of all of your goodness, that we eat and drink of you as El Shaddai, our plenty, our fullness, our abundance, our blessing. We thank you that you've crowned this year with fullness and blessing. You've crowned this year for us with goodness. And so, Lord, as we break this bread, remembering your broken body, Lord God, we partake of your body and blood right now in Jesus' name. And just as you're at home, just partake of the elements of the Lord in his presence and celebrate this year, this feast. He is our feast. All the feasts and all the Bible feasts all represent Jesus. It's all about Jesus. That's why we honor the feasts. If any of you honor the feasts, it's because of Jesus. It's not out of a religious practice so much as it is where God revealed himself in those feasts. And so we feast on you now, Lord, and we thank you for all that you are to us, in us, and through us. Hallelujah.
Patricia, whenever I take communion, I think of Joshua 3:5, where the Lord said, go amongst my people and tell them, consecrate yourselves anew to me this day, because I will work wonders in your midst. And every time we take communion, we're re-consecrating, not getting re-saved, but rededicating our lives, refocusing our lives as servants of Jesus to see him glorified. And I want to speak over you coming into this year 5776, as you take communion, as you consecrate yourself unto the Lord, he's going to work wonders in your midst in this year, because he is Jesus Christ, Jehovah Yeshua, El Shaddai.
And, you know, I can just feel the seal of the Father's blessing upon us as we celebrated him. You know, this new year started at 6 o'clock p.m. tonight, sundown tonight, and that's when we started this feast in honor of him. And as we have honored him, as we have blessed him, he is sealing us into his blessing for this year. He's sealing this ministry into his blessing. He's sealing you into his blessing. 5776, a year of fullness, a year of blessing, a year when El Shaddai is going to make himself known to each and every one of you in a new way. We are so happy you joined us for this feast, for this celebration. And we declare over you blessings every single day of this new year, that it'll be the best year ever. It'll be a year that is so full of bounty and testimony and goodness that, you know, the testimonies, if you were to write them out, would fill so many books. You wouldn't even be able to have a place to store them all, because God is going to be that good. We believe him to be that good. So thank you very much for joining us. We're going to finish this program. We do have another prophecy that we're going to play for you as we finish. And please go watch all the other prophecies too, especially Bob Griffin's and Johnny Enlow's prophecy. And there's others there on there for you. But right now, we'll finish with this word from Robert Stearns, and have a great year. And we'll see you again.
Hi, family of God. This is Robert Stearns coming to you on behalf of XP Media. Really asking the Lord, what does the next season look like for the body of Christ? We're coming into the season of Rosh Hashanah. We're coming into a brand new beginning, a new season. There's a lot of unrest and a lot of turmoil in various sectors, the financial sector, the geopolitical sector, both in America and around the world. But thank God, God's kingdom is solid and established and eternal. The phrase that has been coming to me really strongly over the past several weeks in prayer, it comes from Psalm chapter 1 and then Revelation 22. Psalm chapter 1 has an incredible promise for the people of God. And the Lord says that you and I will be like trees planted by the river, and we will bear fruit in our season. It says that if we will walk in the ways of the Lord, if we'll meditate on his word, that we will be like trees planted by rivers of water. Our leaf will not wither. Whatever we do will prosper. And then you look forward to the book of Revelation, chapter 22, and John the Revelator is having this vision of the glory. He's having a vision of heaven, and he sees the tree of life planted by the river of God. And he says the fruit of that tree is for the healing of the nations. And I am believing that in this next season, the body of Christ around the world is going to become, as never before, those who bear fruit that bring healing to the nations. We live in a world of brokenness and pain and difficulty. And I believe that there is an anointing of wholeness and victory and love and mercy and grace that God wants to bring to his house, that the fruit of our lives will be healing to the nations. So I just want to bless you right now. I want to bless you in your family, in your marriage, with your children, your grandchildren, your finances, your health, in every area of your life. May you experience the covenant of God. May you access the nutrients of the soil of the kingdom and the water from the river of life. And as you connect yourself to that heavenly ecosystem, may the fruit of your life bring healing for those around you. May you be a blessing to everyone you touch in this new season that we're stepping into. God bless you. God bless Patricia King and XP Media, the whole team. You guys are awesome. And remember, keep praying for the peace of Jerusalem.